All right, so I got to say, before you even get started right now, I think I'm more scared than you, because I just I don't know where your head is right now, and I'm not ever sure what's going to come out of your mouth. But right now, I'm very nervous.
I would definitely describe my mood as excited.
This is the most enthusiasm I've ever heard come out of his voice.
I know that most people, if you believe in extraterrestrial life, then that's one thing. Maybe you think people get abducted, maybe you don't. A lot of people that are listening to this will think it's a bit or that I'm joking. You'll laugh, you'll say, ha ha, you know, that's funny. Or you'll think I'm crazy. Whatever the case may be, there's a few of you out there that can relate, that have either experienced something near this or are compassionate enough to be okay with it.
At least be understanding that this is a big universe and that there, you know, it's kind of
I heard a line
crazy
once.
To think about, you know, that we're maybe the only terrestrials here, and so even if you don't believe in aliens, you have to keep your mind open that
if there's nothing out there. It's
you gotta
big waste of space.
It's a lot of things going on.
But this is my experience. This is what I believe happened to me. Whether it did or not, you can debate that. That's fine. Maybe it was a dream. But if it was, it was extremely realistic.
I just did three guys
in my dream. I lived in a little town called Lake City, Florida in the mid-2000s. In 2005, 2006, I was doing a radio thing out there. And
a very spooky time.
Yes. And Lake City is a nothing town. It's like a dot on the map. Like, it's like a random East Texas town. There's nothing around it. It's an hour north of Gainesville, which is a small town. It's an hour and a half in each direction to the coast. It's 2 hours southwest of Jacksonville. I mean, literally in the middle of nowhere in central Florida. Okay?
Got it.
God, I don't want to. This is freaking me out just thinking about it. So I lived in the crappiest apartment complex I've ever lived in, which was fairly nice for Lake City.
Did you live alone?
I did. I lived alone. And to show you about how crappy this place was, it was two rooms and my rent was $500 a month.
Okay.
That's how poor it was.
That's pretty bad.
And it backed up to a swampy, wooded tree area.
Of course.
Okay. In a very small populated town. So one night, I am sleeping, obviously. I don't want to tell this. I can't tell it. I can't do it.
Shut up. Just tell it.
There's like a knot in my stomach right now to talk about this. Like, you have to understand, I truly believe this. Like, this is freaking me out. So, I said I was going to do it. All right. I have a vision of, I'm laying in bed, and I'm dreaming that I'm being, like, taken. This is
so
real,
you
dude.
See yourself.
Well, no, it's like when you're, like, you ever watch a movie where, like the camera is like the person's head.
Yeah.
You know, so that's like kind of how I'm experiencing this. And I remember being just overcome. Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing.
All right? I remember being overcome by like sheer horror and terror that something is happening to me. Like I'm being lifted out of my bed and I'm telling myself, you have to wake up. You have to wake up. Because I'm thinking it's just a dream. And I remember this very clearly. You have to wake up. Wake yourself up.
But you can't see anything at this point?
At this point, no. And then I realized, my God, I'm awake. I'm awake right now. And it's like this thing with your brain where you're not awake. You can't be awake because you're not on your bed. Like, I'm a few feet off my bed. And I remember looking around and trying to force myself to sit up. And finally, it's like I'm paralyzed. Like, I can't move, even though I'm awake. I know that I'm awake because,
like, you're not in control of your body.
Right.
But you're aware that
I'm aware of my surroundings and what's happening, but I can't move my body, and I'm not laying down on my bed. But I'm in my bedroom. And I'm looking around thinking, what the hell is happening right now? Why can't I move? And it's dark. Again, this is the middle of nowhere. There's not a lot of light. I don't have lights on anyway when I'm sleeping. My bedroom door is shut. It's virtually dark in my room. And I remember seeing beings, or like four beings. There were two at the foot of my bed, one on each side, and there were four of them. They were about 4 feet tall, maybe, because I could see from like the upper chest above and their heads. So however tall you are, to be able to see that over a bed.
And when did you notice, like, you didn't see them walking in, you just kind of looked up over there?
From wherever, and I was, like I said, I wasn't touching my bed, but I was probably, you know, like a foot or two off my bed.
Like elevated?
Yeah, elevated, but laying down.
Levitating, I guess.
And I couldn't move. And I forced myself to move my head up, and it's like something is like holding me in place, but I'm able to force it. God, man. And I'm able to look at these creatures, and they, you know, they're humanoid in appearance. It's like
how close are they to you? Are they like each side of
you?
Yeah,
and I had
like they're surrounding the bed. Like
they're surrounding the bed. There's four of them. Like I said, two at the foot and one on each side, and I could reach out if I could have frickin' moved. I probably could have touched the one that was closest to me. You know, it's like you always hear. They're humanoid in appearance. They had large heads with big eyes, small mouths. They were thin, but very human-looking for the most part.
Were they speaking?
They weren't speaking, but I could hear them. But their mouths weren't moving. And they were telling me, do not be afraid. We're not here to hurt you.
So they were, like, telepathically putting thoughts into your head.
Yes. I would assume. And the... I cannot explain to you the level of terror that I felt knowing that something was happening to me. I don't remember anything. I briefly remember something of a hospital type room of being in a... You want to laugh at me. And I know this sounds lame.
Not even close to laughing.
But, you know, I remember again...
How long did it seem like this was going on?
Minutes. Like maybe just a few minutes because... I remember that happening to me. I briefly remember being in like a hospital type room, but not like how you would imagine a hospital today. It was, you know, it wasn't so cold and sterile, but it wasn't like, oh, hey, welcome to being in this room. You know, like I was there for a reason. Like I felt like they wanted to study me, but they weren't going to hurt me. But yet I was horrified of
not being in control.
Right. I have just a brief memory of this. And then I remember, again, being placed back in the same position in my bedroom. And this time, I sit up, and I'm still not in bed. I'm above the bed, and I sit up, and I see these beings again. And again, I'm so, at this time, still convinced that this must be a dream. And I'm telling myself, you have to wake up, yet I'm awake. And I remember yelling, oh, wake up! And I'm sitting up, and then they're just gone. And I drop down in the bed, and I have control of myself again, and I'm shaking. You know, I almost start to cry. I'm so horrified. I turn on all the lights in my apartment. I'm looking around, and you can't understand the level of horror. I mean, retelling this experience right now is freaking me out.
Well, you look like you're about to cry, and I'm not making that up. I thought you really were going to cry.
I mean... And I want to believe it was a dream. I truly do, because I don't want to have the horror and the fear of thinking that I have been, you know, not like abducted to the point where my life was at danger. There wasn't any type of probing or anything that's stereotypical.
Now,
that
you swear no probing?
None.
Are you sure? A small amount of probing may be possible?
Because we know you like to be probed.
Yeah, well...
There was just a little lube sitting on the nightstand when you woke up.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Now, what was the experience like of getting back control of your body?
I think it was like relief because I wanted to believe that I was dreaming. Like, and part of me still today wants to just believe that this was a bad dream. But I was awake. I know I was awake.
Did you ever feel like you were looking at your body from literally like in that outer body experience where it was a where you could see yourself? From you could see yourself laying in bed, or did it stay first person where you're
it stayed
looking
first person
through your eyes?
Yeah.
And
yet
you're seeing everything going on.
No, it stayed first person.
Have you ever asked a doctor about this or anything?
No, and you know, we joked about having a hypnotist come in, and I'm
yeah,
part of me is afraid to be hypnotized and learn that it actually is a true, you know, I'd rather just have the wonder, did it happen or was it a dream, rather than a hypnotist come in and be like, okay, now we're unlocking things that really did happen to you.
There's a gentleman that that just spoke to us on the phone who said he had very similar experiences. He went to a doctor and he found out that the sleep apnea, which I believe the snoring centers of Dallas can help you with. Sleep apnea is something where you stop breathing during the night, so
right.
you're woken up, but you're not necessarily woken up, so you're still dreaming. So you have both the kind of realization that you're awake, but also the things that go along with dreaming, things very much what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He said that he had it happen to him, and that it was a very similar amount of terror.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely horrifying. Like, you can't, and you're sitting, and some of you are laughing right now or calling people and you're listening, but I'm telling you, to me, this is a true real-life experience that horrified the F out of me.
Whether or not, like,
to this day,
it actually happened, the thing is that makes it, you know, it's all about what you believe happened, you know, and your, you know, what you know and, like, the way you're experienced and the way you felt, because you can't duplicate those feelings as fear, because, you know, there's, to me, I do think, and I have heard, one of the most common nightmares that anyone has is that outer body experience. Is very
right.
The reason why I ask third person, if someone that is looking at their body and they feel like they're being held down, like feel like someone's sitting on there, just has, they can't move, but they're awake, and whether or not anything's happening to them, they still feel they're not in control of their body.
Right.
And so I know that, what, to TC's point, kind of the medical side of it with sleep apnea, you know,
sure.
Your body is literally
taken over by something,
but it's going, well, it's depriving itself of oxygen. You stop breathing and then you start breathing again. So it is very possible to believe that, you know, they're in that in between state of the REM sleep and the dream world and being alive and awake, that you could have some type of a hallucination that feels real.
Yeah,
type of dream that feels real.
Well, I hope that's what it was.
And also, were you taking any sort of pain pills, any Vicodin or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Because that's another thing that we just heard from a caller,
I wasn't on any drugs or anything like that. I wasn't even drunk or anything that evening. I mean, I had to work the next morning,
recovering from any surgery or anything like that?
No, nothing
I've taken
like that.
Bags of Vicodin, and I've never been abducted by aliens.
Well, you know, I worked
but
out,
you, good
you know,
day,
I was
though.
In decent shape. And
yeah, hell of a day.
Happy.
It's just such a horrifying experience, because, like, even to this day, like, that movie, The Fourth Kind, that came out, when they had previews on television, it's like I just freeze and I start shaking again. You know, like, anything that's associated with that, I can't experience it. Like, it takes me to a place in my mind that is, like, just locked out horror that it freaks me out.
Have you worked up a theory as to maybe why you were selected for this?
I don't know. I think maybe because I've always kind of been interested in alien, extraterrestrial type
activity.
You think
you set off some flags for them in their system?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe
their profile.
Maybe
a couple Google searches that tipped them off.
It could be.
They saw your Facebook status.
Maybe my brain is so effed up that they wanted to study me a little bit and wonder why I'm so bizarre just normally. And
how would they know that before they studied you?
Did you feel any
I don't know.
Did you feel any physical, like, anything different about you the next day that, like, I'm not trying to be funny, but literally, were you sore?
Nothing like that. Nothing in my body that is a tracking device or anything like that. You know, I just, other than just being in fear, I slept with my light on for months after that happened. I could not sleep. I had, even to this day, like, when my wife went out of town in New York a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't sleep until, like, 4 in the morning, until I was so exhausted, because I'm so horrified of being alone at night, of having this happen to me again.
So your knees weren't sore?
Does it hurt?
God.
It's a legitimate question.
I knew
no,
this was going
to
happen.
No, I've never had that happen to me, and I don't particularly enjoy
being alone.
Being by myself at night in the dark.
So there it is.
Especially now that you're on, you know, you have a hit out on you.
A prank watch.
Yeah.
Does not like being alone.
Fascinating radio at its finest.
I am glad you finally shared that with us, and I have to say that I do believe that in your heart, you know something happened. And whether or not you'll ever be able to explain it, I mean, I know what all your what you've been talking about for the last 6 months.
It's
wearing me out. And so maybe we should retell your pranks sometimes, speaking of pranks.
Yeah, we probably should. So now it makes a lot more sense.
The level that everyone went to really
but man, if you
make you crazy.
For those of you that called in that have experienced something like that,
You know, I want a hypnotist. I want to know if you can be hypnotized, or even if there's anything that a hypnotist could be able to unlock any further that you haven't already disclosed to us. You know,
I feel like
if there's any other memories or anything else out there. I want to dig it back up.
Don't you feel like a hypnotist would only be able to tell us whether he believes
it? That's what I was wondering. It's like,
I think he does. I don't think he would make this up.
Well, but the brain's so powerful, it has the ability to block out certain memories.
Right.
And so, you know, is there any other memories that we're able to unlock, you know, find out why his knees are sore, you know, and things like that?
Why there was only half a bottle of lube on the nightstand.
There it is. So, you know, we teased it. The alien abduction story.
Well done.
I think it took you a lot of courage to tell that story.
Yeah. It did, man. I mean, I got to the point I didn't want to. So, awesome. I've been abducted by aliens, and now you know. Thank you, God.
Mark that. Satellite
boys. We're the Scrubs. Newberry McLaren. Hopefully, we don't get abducted during the break.
It is Kelly Klein, who is quite old at 30.
Kelly Klein.
Too old for you, huh?
Sounds like a normal girl, though.
No, three-way or no way, too. Eager Beaver 7, and F My Sister and Me Too.
And Me Too, three-way. Okay.
Back to you, Dan.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. G.
Kind of thought he was determined to make his own name.
No.
And do what?
He's just happy to live in the shadow of Ty, apparently.
Who wouldn't be?
By the way,
such a star.
You know what? We're going to have to confront Matt McLaren, as I was tuning into his Saturday show or Sunday show. What day was that, Matt?
Saturday, noon to 2.
The Soul Patch?
No.
No, we're the Scrubs. The Soul
Patch. Yeah, the Scrubs.
They're the landing strip.
He and Doug Cosby.
There's a smile on the back tattoo.
Anybody else?
The tramp stamp, yeah.
Anybody else aware of what went on the airwaves the other day with him?
No.
Sure.
My family listens.
Yeah.
No, my radio goes off at 7 o'clock on
What
Friday.
Happened, Snake?
Maybe we'll get into this, but it seems that Matt had a little one-on-one alien experience.
What?
Yeah.
When did he get probed?
What are you saying?
Kind of like you're having
were
now.
Were you abducted?
No. You know what? We'll get into it today, because it was fascinating.
Sounds it.
It was.
Time traveling?
He was abducted, all right? You want me to give the whole thing away?
Yeah, he was inducted.
Ask the question.
Abducted.
Into the Alien Hall of Fame.
Who presented him?
Yes, his green jacket.
E.T.
Like his dad. Just can't tell you how proud I am today.
I never thought this day would come.
Today.
Are you aware Saturday of what Matt McLaren went through? And I'm not making light of what you did on Saturday, Matt. I'm not at all. I was not laughing in the car as I was listening to it. I was very uncomfortable the whole time that you were telling this story, because it seemed like it came with a great amount of angst and grief.
It did.
That you finally had the courage to tell this, but I don't know how we're going to get into this. At some point, we probably... You're with us all week, aren't you?
Yeah.
All week?
All week, yeah.
Ty quit.
We need a segment or two on this.
Did you hear it too?
No, I didn't actually get to hear it, but I heard it teased all week, and I got in the middle of doing other crap, but...
I have to clean my butt.
The trepidation that I know was involved in telling this story, and the amount of anxiety, and the fact that he really believes that this happened.
Well,
I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying this needs to be discussed.
It does. It's
not on some rinky-dink weekend show. No offense. I'm on one, too.
Yeah, he knows a thing or two about those.
Was it cathartic, telling the story?
Yeah, I made the mistake of bringing it up a couple of months ago just in passing, and then I had to tell it, and I kept putting it off, and it was not something I really wanted to relive, but it was, you know, I actually got some interesting response from it, so that was cool.
Do you know what we're talking about, Holmes?
I told him
like
to break.
I say,
okay.
My radio goes off at 7 o'clock, and it doesn't come back on until whenever.
Okay, Mr. Cool. But, yeah, for those who don't know, Matt was abducted briefly by aliens. Right? Abducted? Is that the right? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I consider it to be
some form of... Did they take you onto the ship?
That is.
Not illegal aliens, Mike Bassick. Just aliens in general.
So they took you aboard their interplanetary craft?
From what I can tell, I mean, I have a brief memory of that, but it's mainly...
Was it an old truck?
No.
Again, we're dealing with the other aliens, Danny.
I'm just checking in.
All right, well, just hold on to that thought, and sometime this week we'll discuss it with you.
Was there a sizable number of them in the bed?
Would you shut up? You, see, you're not going to be able to tell this story with Jack Wagon over here.
With who?
You. You. Mr. Insensitivity.
What?
What? You is what? You. Poor guy. He went through hell.
All right, well, I respect that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I will listen patiently to this story. Whenever he chooses to tell it. Provided we don't die first. Right now, though, let us bring on our man with that ticket ticker this week. That is Matt McLaren over there.
Hi there.
How are you?
Quite well. How are you, sir?
Admiring your work this week. That's how I am. You've been very, very solid, as you always are. Now, you hear him doing the Stars pre- and post-game show during the season there. You also hear him as part of the Scrubs. Is
that's that correct.
It?
Yes, Saturdays, noon to 2.
Right.
Quality listening.
That don't give you very many hours over there on the weekend.
That's so well. What are you going to do?
Where he's joined by David Newberry. And because Ty, I guess, is doing mornings this week.
Rich yes. Phillips is at a NASCAR race as we speak.
Torquing off.
Well, we still have that. His best and worst of 2011 so far to look
My
forward
best
to.
And worst of 2011 so far.
But Matt was telling a story. Was this last week?
This was this Saturday. We're talking merely 5 days ago, 6 days ago. When I'm driving around town, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to listen to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And I'm listening to Matt and David talk, and Matt gives the tease that I couldn't believe he gave, which is coming up next, my story of being abducted by aliens.
It's a good tease.
It was an unbelievable tease. It kept me around, I'll tell you that. So, first off, before we get into the tale itself.
So just anything far-fetched will keep people around, huh?
I've never heard that being teased by anybody.
I've never heard anybody that I know tell a story about being abducted by aliens.
Not only have I never heard anybody that I know, I've never heard anybody like friend of friend,
no.
family member, you know, some podunk, whoever that lives out in the sticks. They've never heard this story, told this story. So that's why I was kind of, I wrapped my arms around it because I've never known anybody. And every time I've heard somebody tell a story like that, you're just kind of sitting there, being very skeptical, of course, listening to them, going, okay. But here's what I've come to believe, and I'm going to issue this before you tell the story. That although I may not believe what you're saying.
Believe that it happened.
Yeah, believe that it actually happened. I do believe that you truly believe it did. And I could tell that from the other day, from the way you told the story. Despite the fact that I have a hard time wrapping my arms around it, as you well know, it's really difficult to hear somebody say this.
It's out of nowhere.
Yeah. But I do believe that you and others like you believe that something happened.
Something happened, yes.
You're not making this up or just trying to be dramatic.
No, something happened. I mean, I would say it's up to whoever hears it to determine if it was an abduction or I dreamt it or whatever, but something happened to me. I know
so
that.
This is not just something you threw out on stage at the Improv one night?
No.
Because you are a stand-up comic.
No, it wasn't.
Now, I thought that you would forever be more well-known for marrying a 19-year-old.
I know.
That would be the number one feather in the Matt McLaren hat, but I'm going to go ahead and say abducted by aliens shoots to number one. All right, set up the story. Set it up. Tell us where you live, what year this was, and all that.
Well, it was in April of 2005, and I was working for a station in the middle of nowhere in Central Florida, about 2 hours north of Orlando, north of Gainesville. I mean, this is an hour north of Gainesville. No, little town called Lake City.
Okay.
Where Michael Kirkman happens to be from, oddly enough. Hour and a half in each direction to the coast. It's literally backwoods Florida. I mean, you just don't go to this place for no reason. And I live in this crappy-ass little apartment. Two-bedroom apartment costs like $500 a month. I mean, that's how poor this place is. Mm-hmm. All right?
How much money were you pulling in out there?
Oh, like 20-something.
What were you doing? Were you
radio?
I mean, like an anchor or a...
Yeah, I was doing the morning show on a little rinky-dink little...
Okay.
Were you a DJ?
I was.
Did you play records and stuff?
Yeah, we played music. It was, you know, a crappy show. And... Oh, I hate telling this story. It's weird.
So, but, yeah, but by the way, the place that you lived at, the crappy place...
Yeah, it backed up to, like, a swamp... Essentially, there's nothing behind it. No population behind it. It was like a swampy, wooded area.
Okay.
You know, like Florida tends to have those all over the place. So, very dark at night. And this was in April of 2005. I had just moved there probably a month beforehand. And it was, you know, obviously I'm sleeping with the lights off. It's dark anyways in that
part. Do you have a time?
Of the world. I would probably guess around 2 a.m.
Okay.
You know, middle of the night type thing, very dark.
You had not gone out the night before?
No.
There had been no booze in your system? No drugs?
Narcotics?
No, not at all. I had to work the next morning. This was a Thursday night. I had to work the next Friday. And, you know, nothing at all. I mean, I was just going to bed. I was in the middle of sleeping. I probably went to bed at like 10 o'clock that night.
Okay.
And I have a couple of vivid memories. And the first one is having... having to wake up. I'm waking up, and I'm dreaming, I think, anyway, very vivid dream where I, you know, it's one of those dreams where you're trying to tell yourself, I need to wake up. Like, wake, you have to wake up.
Yeah.
And I'm overcome by this paralyzing fear. And I'm sitting there, and I think I'm awake. You know, I have my eyes open, and I remember telling myself, wake up. And I realize that I'm not on my bed. That I'm about a foot or two off my bed, and I can't sit up, and my arms are out to my sides, and I'm completely paralyzed, and I'm beyond horrified.
Okay.
Beyond horrified.
All right, so stop there. Now, what are you wearing at the time? Are we nude? Are we boxered? Are we briefed? Are we t-shirted?
Boxers would be my choice. I doubt I was nude that night.
Okay. Now, do you remember waking up?
That night.
Do you remember? Wait, did you have boxers on, or was that even part of whatever?
No, I had boxers on. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I'm just laying there, you know, flat on my back, but not on my bed. I remember that vividly. That I was not touching anything. I was in the air.
You were hovering.
Yes, but maybe a foot off the bed, like I said. And you know, I'm finally able to kind of move my eyes around, and move my head a little bit, and I see there are four of them. There are four typical, what people describe as alien. They were very humanoid. They were probably about 4 feet tall, I would guess. I mean, mm-hmm. I could see them from basically their chest up. They were, you know.
Did they have the really stereotypical eyes that you see, like the
horns, and were they green or what?
No, they looked like some evolved type of human. I mean, they had big eyes, yeah, but not as big as what you see in the pictures, but still large. Almond-shaped black eyes. They were, you know, you can call them gray. They looked pale. They didn't really look gray or milky or anything.
Okay, so...
And there was four of them. There was two at the foot of the bed and one on each side of my bed. So essentially surrounding me as my bed backed up to the wall.
All right, so you said it's always very dark there.
Yes.
Were there any, I don't know, lights that appeared at the time? Or did you have trouble making these people out because it was so dark? That's why maybe I'm asking.
Right,
it could have been a really hardcore dream, maybe.
You know, part of me hopes so. Honestly, I mean, I believing that you've been abducted and taken somewhere is not an awesome thought. I mean, I'm horrified by this belief.
Okay, we'll save that for here in just a little bit.
Okay.
So continue on with your story.
The next thing I remember is.
You're screaming at yourself, wake up. But
yes.
To this point, you've resigned yourself to the fact that you are up and these people
and
are
you're paralyzed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because at that point, if I was dreaming, I believe that you have the power to wake yourself up from a nightmare. I was awake. I believe that I was awake. Whether you believe it or not, I don't know. But
right.
The next thing that I remember is just a real quick memory, maybe a couple of minutes of waking up in some sort of a hospital-like room that it wasn't like...
So you had been moved.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like the, you know, a hospital room that we think of today. I mean, it was obvious to me that it was meant for studying or looking at that type of thing. But it was nicer than what you would think. It wasn't cold and sterile. And I remember them communicating to me in some way that I was not going to be harmed, that they didn't mean harm upon me.
Talking to you?
Yes, yes. I don't know if they were talking telepathically, whatever, but I just remember lying on some sort of a table or bed or something, I don't know, and
what were they doing?
I don't know. I mean, I don't, you know, people always want to say, oh, were you probed? No, they didn't stick anything in me or up me.
Ooh.
You know, it wasn't like that. I mean, it was, my memory is one of them studying me, and granted, it was only a few minutes of having this memory of being there in this
mm-hmm.
room or whatever the hell it was. I mean, yeah, it's a very terrifying. I mean, even now I'm like shaking. I can feel.
Were you screaming? Could you not talk? Could you?
I don't recall anything like that. I remember being laying there trying to look, and it's like if you've ever seen a movie where the camera angle is from the person's head, and it felt like I was watching a movie, and that was my camera angle.
Mm-hmm.
It was my body, but in a way, it felt out of body. But that was my view. Like I'm sitting here looking like this isn't happening. This isn't real. And I remember them leaning over, you know, looking at me. And I can't move, and I'm just, I'm horrified. I mean, still.
So they're looking at you, and you're laying there, and you're
and that's
scared out of your wits.
Yes. And that, for the most part, is the extent of my memory of not being in my room.
And the only thing they are communicating with you in some undefined way is that they're not going to hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is all that I can remember, and who knows. You don't have a memory of it being a few days or anything, or a concept of how much time went by. I would assume it was at least a few minutes, just based on that one memory.
All right, so that ends. The hospital scene ends.
And the examining room.
The examining room ends, and then are you back at your bed? Do you remember anything in between that?
No.
And were you in your bed at that point, or were you again hovering? Or
when I was returned to my room, I remember waking up, you know, or my next memory is I still am hoping that this is a dream, I guess. I'm again above my bed, and there's a little
bit. So you're having some sort of conscious thought while all this is going on.
Yes. I remember I remember coming back, and I'm still not in my bed, but I'm above it. And this is after the room, after the first experience.
Mm-hmm.
And again, telling myself, you have to wake up. And I remember screaming out loud, wake up, and sitting up in my bed. And they're there around my bed, four of them again. Two
again?
Two at the foot, one on each side. And then they're just gone, and I drop onto my bed. Oof. And
and then
you're awake the whole time?
After that, I was awake the whole damn time. I didn't go back to sleep for like 3 days.
The paralysis left your body. You were able to function on your own.
Yes.
But you never felt the transition of coming out of that trance of waking up.
No. And that's what makes me feel like this actually happened, is because it wasn't one where I was groggy and I woke up. I was like, man, what did that happen? I was wide awake, like dropped on my bed, jolted out of bed, turned on all the lights in the freaking apartment.
Did you look outside to see if a ship was leaving?
I mean,
as the Millennium Falcon goes off into the distance?
R2 giving you the thumbs up sign?
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, so this is why.
It was the ticket Falcon.
This is why I said.
I mean, I can feel it now, like this feeling of just.
Like desperation?
Yeah, like it overcomes you, it's horrifying to tell this and to have to remember that.
All right, so
it's creepy.
Let's go back. It's whatever the time it is at the time. 2 a.m, 1 a.m.
Did you check the clock by any chance when you woke up or when you came out of this alien thing?
You have to be at work the next morning.
No,
you have
but
to do a morning show.
I mean, I was awake for a couple of hours, so I usually left my apartment around 5 in the morning. So
did you go to work?
Yeah.
You did?
I was.
Did you tell this story on the air the next day?
No. I've never. The first time that maybe 5 people in my life had ever heard this before I decided to tell it on Saturday because of a prank that was played on me when I lived there. I had to tell it at some point, but it was just. I mean, I wanted to. You want to believe it's a dream. You really do. I mean, you want it to be a friggin' dream.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of these people, because prior to this. Let's get where you were mentally as far as people like you seeing on television on the Sci-Fi Channel or whatever, or if you're watching The X-Files, what were your thoughts on people that you heard tell these stories about being abducted?
I don't disbelieve it. You know,
well, no. Now, I mean, back then. Before...
Now, yeah. I mean, now, well, yeah, I think that you can kind of pick out the ones that some of them are just so detailed and bizarre that to me they're making up a story. And then some of them are very similar to what I experienced, where you have clips of memory and you don't think that they were there to hurt you in any way. And I believe that I believe people are taken.
Did you call the cops or anything?
No, hell no.
Because you were afraid people
would
think...
ship him off to
yes,
a guy I mean, in the white coats would have shown up.
All right. On that note, let's take a break. I want to come back because obviously you've told some family about this.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows now, Slick.
Well, I know, but I don't know if his parents are around here. But some family know about this because I want to know how mom, dad, wife, everybody else has responded initially back in the day, especially to all of this.
More of the Art Bell Show next here on The Ticket. Man, what a bizarre story. All right, let's get back into Man, What a Bizarre Story. Matt McLaren is your congenital host for this. All right, now where did we leave off at?
All right, so Matt was living in Florida. He was working for a little radio station out there, living by a swamp. He woke up one night and was essentially frozen, levitating above his bed. And there were four, what he describes as alien figures surrounding him. They took him away into some sort of examining room. He drops back into his bed, fully awake the whole time. And that was the gist of it. You woke up that same morning, went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell anybody, I'm assuming.
No.
Nobody?
No.
When did you have the balls to tell someone?
I believe I finally told a girl that I was dating at the time, who became my ex-wife, I told her that...
Did she file for divorce right after the story?
No. No, She eventually moved out there to live with me because she was from here, and I slept with my light on, like all the lights in the apartment on, for like 3 months until she got out there.
Did you really?
Yeah. I still do. When my wife goes out of town now, I sleep with the light on because I can't fall asleep till like 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm so scared.
Are you kidding?
I swear.
So when you say sleep with the light on, like you mean the main light, a closet light?
Yes, like the light in the bedroom.
The it big is light. On.
Yes.
Okay, oh now this God. This goes back, this plays back into my, whether or not you or I, and we'll use the royal you, or the listener out there, whether or not you believe this happened, you have to believe that he believes it happened, which I think is the most important thing.
Oh, it's obvious.
Thing. It's the most
if
important.
You're, if you're listening, it's obvious. If you're looking at him, it's even more obvious.
Yeah, because he's shaken up even telling this story, and you probably told it now a
couple times.
I must say, I was very skeptical about this. I'm skeptical about tales like this anyway, mm-hmm. and I was very skeptical about hearing this story from you. But now, I'm coming around on this.
All right, so you tell your girlfriend, what does she say?
It's pretty much what everybody says, I think, when you first hear it is, oh, that didn't happen, it was just a bad dream, you were having a nightmare. And I was awake, and then people say, well, it must have been sleep paralysis or something.
Yeah, and I've gotten a lot of emails on sleep paralysis.
And, you know, that you can have visions when you sleep, and I get that some of the symptoms happen, but the vision of me being in the examining room, I was awake. I know for a fact that I was awake at some point. I mean, if it was sleep paralysis or a dream, then it was... I mean...
Yeah, it's...
It was so realistic to me.
Now, this says, and I'm reading Wikipedia, whether or not this is true or not, I have no idea. It says, as far as sleep paralysis goes, it says, the paralysis may be accompanied by terrifying hallucinations. I'm sure you've seen this. And an acute sense of danger. Sleep paralysis is particularly frightening to the individual because of the vividness of such hallucinations. The hallucinatory element to sleep paralysis makes it even more likely that someone will interpret the experience as a dream, since completely fanciful or dreamlike objects may appear in the room alongside one's normal vision. Some scientists have proposed this condition as an explanation for alien abductions and ghostly encounters.
Well, you know, could be.
One guy writes in and says, ask Matt, did he ever have heart problems? I had a heart attack in my sleep to where I could see me and other things around me. I yelled trying to wake myself up and shake myself awake. I woke up the next morning and contacted a doctor, and he got a scan, and I'd actually had a heart attack.
No, I've now, never had any heart problems.
Okay, so, is this the only time it's ever happened?
Yeah. I mean, there have been times when I was younger where I remember having lights approach me in my sleep, but nothing like this. This is the only time that I can ever recall. I mean,
well, yeah.
Freaking waking up and seeing.
Well, the only reason I ask is because it seems like sleep paralysis. If it does occur once, then
yeah.
You know, you may get it again and again and again and again.
No, and to me, the reality of it being, whereas, like I said, I mean, now my wife just went to New York a couple of weeks ago for 3 days, and every night I could not, until I was completely exhausted at 4 a.m., I could not fall asleep. And I had the lights on, even though we live in a populated area, because I'm so horrified of being alone at night now.
God, and you're 30 what, two?
Yeah. And,
wow.
Like, for instance, the movie The Fourth Kind, which is about alien abductions, we were at a movie whenever that came out, and we were watching it. No idea that the preview was going to come on. I started crying when that preview came on. And my wife looks at me, she's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And it's just...
Did she know at the time? Had you told her?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And she's one of the people that knows. My parents didn't know the details of it until last Saturday.
Oh, really? They were listening?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what did they say? What'd your mom and dad say?
Oh, you know, my dad sent me a text when we were on the air. He goes, oh, it's probably just a dream. You know? And my mom's like, well, it's going to be okay. You weren't really abducted, I'm sure. But
God, I can only imagine the text I would get from my dad.
Oh, my God.
If I were to tell that story.
You're a liar and a fool.
Stop taking those hallucinogens.
That's right. You're on the pot again, aren't you, Sonny boy? Stupid.
You kids with your Beatles and your LSDs.
That's right. I told you it happened someday. Aliens, Michael.
All right. Enough. Enough about me. Let's... shift the emphasis back where it belongs.
Okay, so mom and dad weren't even that sympathetic. Yeah, it's a dream. You'll get over it.
Yeah, it's...
Now, have you... Okay, this is what I asked Danny in the break, because if this would have happened to me, I think I would have become obsessed. Now, not only...
Sounds like he is.
Are you fearful of it all? In that obsessive way.
Oh, yeah.
But have you been... I mean, I would have been scouring the internet for anything and everything...
I have,
that
yeah.
...that looks similar and...
In the past, I mean, it's... You know, it's to the point now, like alien movies, alien stories, while I'm interested by them, I only read them, like, if there's other people around and it's daytime. You know, I get so freaked out by it, sitting around, you know, driving around in my car alone at night. It's beyond ridiculous. And I've talked to people about maybe doing hypnosis, but I'm so afraid that what if they tell me that it wasn't sleep paralysis?
Right.
You know, like, I don't want to find out that it was true. I kind of want to know, well, I believe that this happened, but maybe it didn't. Believing that is better than going around knowing that you were abducted.
God, I thought the
worst...
You
wouldn't want to know that it happened?
No, because what if they come again? I mean, that's my whole fear of everything is that they're going to come back at some point.
I think I'd kind of want to know.
I don't know, man. If you go through something like that and you truly believe it, you want to know that? That's true, and that they know obviously who
yeah,
you
think,
are and
I think
where
I'd
you are
know.
And all that. Okay, I always thought that the worst side effect of this would be what people thought, calling you a lunatic and all that, but clearly the worst part about it is...
Not being able to sleep until 4 a.m.
I mean, you know, people, you're crazy, so what? I never really cared about what people think. It's
Now, have you ever gone into any sort of support group or gone on the internet to find out?
No, because I think... The reason why stories like this get so out of whack and have the opinion of people saying you're crazy and stuff is because I think a lot of the people make it up to get attention and bring it up as something so far-fetched of getting probed and cut open and, I mean, you know, getting sperm taken out of them for alien babies. I mean, that stuff is so ridiculous to me. That right. I don't really want to be around those other people.
I'd like to see their extraction process.
You know, I mean, I think I have a simple story that this is what happened to me. And if you believe it, then you... Or I'm crazy. Who the hell knows?
All right. Have you ever... You've mentioned going and doing or getting hypnosis treatment. Have you ever seen anybody? Have you ever talked to psychiatrists or psychologists about it?
No. I mean, I've never really talked about this with anybody other than my wife and a couple of my best friends.
And Dallas.
I've never... I mean, and people will say...
And Dallas.
Yeah. Now and Dallas.
Dallas.
But beforehand... It's my fault. We were doing an April Fool's thing because the people in Florida played a huge prank on me because I eventually had told them how scared I was every morning to be at the station by myself.
Oh, no.
And they played this massive freaking April Fool's prank on me, and Newberry and I brought it up, and I was like, yeah, I believe I was abducted by aliens. He's like, what? You have to, you know, so then I was like, oh, crap.
What did they do? What was the prank?
It's very elaborate. It's... I had a car that had the paint fading on it. And the guy that I told at the station knew that I was so curious about everything that all he had to do was drop a hint. So he, one day, on April Fool's, comes in and is like, hey, did you see that thing on Yahoo about people with paint fading on their car and alien abductions and stuff?
Oh, God.
And I was like, no. So I go on Google.
Oh, no.
And I find a Yahoo page of like 20 people have commented on it.
Did they set it up?
Well, yeah. And it ended up being where they had all these comments, I was abducted and now the paint on my car is fading and I'm freaking out all day long about, my God, there's something in me. I'm radiating something because the paint on my car is fading. And they're like, no, you're stupid. And I'm like, no, it's on the internet. And there's like two pages. There's a link to that. And then he goes, well, look at this. Here's a link where you can take a test from the psychiatrist to see if it's true. So I click on that. 100-question test.
Oh, my God.
I go through this test.
Oh, my God.
And I fill out all the answers. Uh-huh. And I click enter.
This is elaborate.
Yes.
Awesome.
And at the end, this thing pops up and it goes, F you, Matt. You haven't been abducted. April Fool's Day.
God.
Awesome.
Wow!
The IT guy spent 3 days building those web pages.
Fake Yahoo pages.
Fake comments. Got some of his friends to log in and leave these fake comments, and they knew that I'd follow the trail.
That is incredible.
Insane prank, man.
That's the most elaborate prank ever.
It's no alarm gate, but it's pretty good.
Or it's no someday, Danny, you'll understand.
So that got me good.
Touché.
And so that was a prank, and then out of that, I didn't want to tell the story, and people kept asking me about it, and I was like, fine, I'll tell it. You know, because I do believe that this happened to me, and there's a reason why that prank was so efficient and
right.
Why I get so horrified to be alone at night.
Man, that is awful. I mean, I really, really feel for you. I can't believe you sleep with the main light on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only times that I don't is, like, if I can find a friend to go out with me and we'll get hammered and I just pass out when I get home.
What about, okay, so when it's just you and your wife or whatever... Do you have to sleep with like a closet? Because my 5-year-old sleeps with a closet light on. Are you okay with when you're
okay
with someone?
She's there.
I'm okay when there's people there because I feel like that's my secure. Like I feel like if there's people around, they're not going to come and you know they don't want a lot of people to interact with them. So I feel like I'm okay then.
God, no wonder you were in a rush to get married to a 19-year-old.
Exactly.
You just needed a warm body.
The real truth comes out.
And somebody he's going to outlive, or that's going to outlive him.
Exactly. He cannot have somebody die on.
I set it up perfectly.
Wow.
Dude.
I
amazing.
Feel for you, brother.
I know. Whatever it is, if it is sleep paralysis or whatever.
That's a mind F.
You're damn right it is, to the point where it affects you on a daily basis, and we're talking 6 years ago. Yeah. But you're a grown man.
I think about it every day.
Every day.
Every night, you know, even with my wife being at home and I walk out into the living room to turn off lights and stuff, I think about it.
Can you watch any scary movies? Can you go back and watch E.T. or any of those old alien movies or Close Encounters or something like that?
No, hell no, I'm not watching Close Encounters. That and like The Fourth Kind. There's one called Fire in the Sky, which is about the Travis Walton story. I can't even...
You can't do that.
No, not at all. I mean, it's... What happened to me in the movie theater when that preview came on was surreal to me. I mean, it's like I froze and just started crying. And I cannot experience stuff like that. I can't do it.
Thank God Jake wasn't sitting behind you.
That might have helped.
Super gay. What a bizarre story.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I know you didn't have to do that again.
Yes,
thank you.